Let's review Shabbos Daf Nun Vav. Continuing along the theme of people who it seems have sinned based on the reading in Tanakh, but in reality have not, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Yom Rabbi Yonason says that Kol Omer Bnei Shmuel Chatu Einu El Torah. It's a mistake to assume that Shmuel's sons took bribes. Instead, they're faulted for not going around the entire country to judge the way Shmuel, their father, did. Rather, they stayed home to judge. The reason they did that is by staying home, they gave business to their chazanim and sofrim. The Gemara goes on to demonstrate that according to two out of the three Tanaim that addressed the issue, they actually did steal. Either Matnos Kohuna, they weren't Kohanim and they took Matnos Kohuna, or even though they were Levim and they were allowed to take Maaser Rishon, they took more than they were entitled to. So two out of three Shitos in fact hold that they did steal. Amar of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Mionetson, Kol Omer David Chata Einu El Torah. Anybody who says David sinned is also mistaken. Rebbe, a descendant of David, was Medayik from the Pasuk that Shabikesh Lasos Velo Asa. David wanted to do a sin with Bathsheba, but did not actually sin. The reason that it was not considered adultery was that Kol Hayotzei Milchemes Beis David get Krisos Kosev Lishto. Anybody who goes out to Milchemes Beis David would first write a get to his wife. Also, David was not punished for killing Uriah since Marid B'Malchus Hava. He rebelled against the king by refusing David's request to leave the battlefield, so he was Chayiv Misa. The only other possible Avera that David may have ever done, other than the Bathsheba incident, is accepting Lashon Hara. Rav Amar Kibel David Lashon Hara. Rav held that David did accept Lashon Hara that Siva, a former servant of Shaul, had spoken about Mephibosheth, Yehonasan's son, that Mephibosheth wanted to take the Malchus for himself. David demonstrated that he accepted that Lashon Hara when he awarded the property of Mephibosheth to Tziva. That acceptance of Lashon Hara led to terrible things, the splitting of the Malchus, worship of Avodah Zarah, Golus Me'artzenu. Amr Avidam Rav, Bishar Shamar David, Mephibosheth, At V'tziva, Techleku Es Hasada, Yatzabaskol, V'amrlo, Rechavim, V'yaravim, Yachleku Es Amelucha. When David declared that Tziva and Mephibosheth should split the land, Abaskol declared that the Malchus of the Jewish people would be split into two. That's all Rav's opinion. Shmuel Amar, Lo Kibel David Lashon Hara. Shmuel said David did not accept Lashon Hara. Rather, David had noticed that Mephibosheth wasn't showing the proper respect for David when he complained against God for losing half his property. The Gemara goes on, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, another statement by Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Omer Shlomo Chata Einu El Torah. Anybody who says Shlomo sinned by following Avodah Zarah of his wives is mistaken. The Pasuk says, Lo Hayu Levavo Shalem Im Hashem Elokav Ki Levav David Aviv, that Shlomo's heart wasn't as completely with Hashem's as David's was, but he was still dedicated to Hashem. He certainly didn't do Avodah Zarah, says Rabbi Yonasan. The reason the Pasuk says, Vayash Shlomo hara be'enei Hashem, that Shlomo did evil in the eyes of Hashem, is that mipnei shahayilo limchos benasha v'lo micha mala lavakasav kiluchata. Going back to that same theme, since he should have objected to his wife's behavior and he didn't, the Pasuk considers it like he himself sinned. The Gemara discusses the terrible ramifications of Shlomo marrying Bas Paro. She brought all sorts of avodah zarah into the house, and the Malach Gavriel laid the foundation of the Roman Empire that went on to persecute the Jewish people on the day that Shlomo married the Bas Paro. Another statement by Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Omer Yoshiyahu Chata Einu El Torah. Anyone who thinks Yoshiyahu sinned is making a mistake. The Pasuk describes him as having done tshuva, which seems to suggest that he must have sinned in his youth. Otherwise, after all, what's he doing tshuva from? But there are two ways to deal with the Pasuk. Amar Rav, Ein Lecha Gadol Bebalei Tshuva, Yosher Mishio Bedaro, Ve'echad Bedarenu. Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yonasan, holds Yosho did sin as a young man, and he is a legendary Baal Tshuva. There's no one that's a greater Baal Tshuva than Yoshio in his generation, and some unidentified person that the Gemara works on identifying in our generation. Rabbi Yonasan would argue that no, Yoshio never sinned. Any reference to Yoshio's Tshuva speaks of his returning out of his own pocket any losses that he'd caused people through errors he made in judgments as a young man, not from being shav me'avera. These errors became clear to him when Chilkiyahu Kohen Gadol discovered hidden Torah writings that contained previously unknown halachos. So instead of just reversing the judgments and making people who had previously won the cases lose the cases out of pocket, he took the money out of his own pocket to reimburse the people that he felt he had wronged.